That's usually about maybe a song.
Oh, Peanuts!
Of course.
What's the matter with it?
Now, have you ever heard Peanuts called anything else?
Goose.
Okay. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy...
Famous.
Okay. And if the boy's behavior is similar to his father...
Acts. Acts.
Or acts like, would you say the boy?
Uh-huh. Acts like a baby.
What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth? Somebody who's not a nurse.
Granny.
Okay.
That's what they used to call them.
Yeah, uh-huh.
That's what I told my grandchildren, they'd not be calling me granny. I want a grandmother.
If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know whether that's right or not.
Now, if a country person goes into town, what might the town people call him?
Country.
Okay.
So, he's country. Haven't you heard that expression?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have. What do you call people whose skin is white? No, I mean just, you know, the people whose skin is white and people whose skin is black.
Oh, of course, no matter the color, not a real black one, and a Negro, and let's see, a white person.
Okay. Let's see. If a white person gets mad with a colored person, what might he call him?
Nigger.
And if a colored person gets mad with a white person, what might he call him behind his back?
I don't know.
Okay.
What is it?
I don't know either. That's I've never, you know, been in that kind of situation.
And I've heard the white people call nigger when he gets mad. Nigger, get out of here.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot.
But I just never have heard of it. I knew what they call a white person.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they're just polite.
Yeah. I tell them what they call us now, sure now. I might hear from you, but get out of the moon now.
If a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son carelessly broke it, you might say, the man got awfully...
angry.
Suppose you've been working hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really...
tired. Worn out.
The nurse at school sent a child home early because the child...
Sick?
Yeah. So you'd say, the nurse sent the child home early because the child...
is sick.
Okay.
Ill. Sick.
Okay. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick.
Stomach.
Now, what would you say before stomach? He feels sick. Would you say in his stomach or at his stomach or on his stomach?
Sick at stomach.
What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you better behave or the what'll get you.
Oh, boogerman, or you said boogerman.
Okay. Well now, is the boogerman the same
goblins,
thing?
Goblins,
okay.
You say goblins, you know.
Is the boogerman the same thing as the devil, or is he somebody else?
I don't think that's not quite as bad as the devil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I thought. How do you greet your friends on December the 25th?
Merry Christmas.
Okay. If you have a very heavy suitcase to get from one place to another, you might say, I certainly am glad I don't have to...
lug it.
Okay.
Lug my baggage.
What do you call a creature that has a very hard shell and it lives in the water?
Turtle.
And what about the same kind of thing that lives on land?
Terrapin. Terrapin, dry land.
What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
What?
The center part of an egg. What do you...
center.
Uh-huh.
The yellow. Oh, that's... wait a minute. Yeah, it calls yellow, but that makes a chicken, and the white is a wing. I mean, it's feathers.
Uh-huh.
You hear that?
Yeah. Yeah, I have. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Is that true?
I read it. Is. I like feathers pretty well, then. That's the bird.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
What do you call something that a person gets into to go fishing? Okay.
A canoe.
What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Slip.
If a woman is wearing...
is it tick?
Excuse me. No, the slip is what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.